Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
334, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. Oh, it is in every sense of the word. I know. The weather is fantastic, though. Gosh, it's like, 80 degrees right now. The humidity is under control, which is fantastic. I love that. Kamala Harris saying she will have a Republican in her cabinet. Well, here, let me lay some odds for you. It would be Liz Cheney. Would you be shocked? No, of course not. So it would be Liz Cheney, and for all of those folks on the left who hated the Iraq War, you're going to get Liz Cheney as your SecDef, your Secretary of Defense, if you get Kamala Harris. Just say it. Look, you do you, as they say. But somebody at some point just has to stand up and say, "Look, I've been to this play, I've seen this movie, I know how it ends." Just telling you that. And yeah, you can make mine with extra cheese. Could I get extra cheese? Ready now? 2 all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. Bam! Put it in the bag. And the fries were better when they cooked them in, beef tallow? Anyway, Jimmy Galliano, who I swear, because he's a guy who has always been about physical fitness, a graduate of West Point, somebody who retired after a distinguished career with the Federal Bureau of Investigation as a supervisory special agent. I'm willing to bet Jimmy's never even had a Big Mac. He's not going to be able to do the little song, but he knows about a few other things. Jimmy, thank you for being here.
Jeff, first of all, I know the song, and I've had a Big Mac or two in my life. Don't tell my wife that, and I hope she's not listening right now, but 2 all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
Yeah, Jeff, baby! All right.
I know the song, bud.
I love it.
But Jeff, I will never, ever pretend to have worked at a McDonald's when I was growing up, unlike some other people we know.
Well, former President Trump said he's now logged 15 minutes working at a McDonald's, which is 15 minutes more than the other candidate to whom we alluded. So,
absolutely.
Cool. Yeah. By the way, I know this is not related to what we're talking about, but I looked at that, and I think this is where you understand, or at least for me, the tone deafness of some people on the left mocking it. Oh, he couldn't do this. He wouldn't do that. He wouldn't do that. And the rest of us, real people in the real world, go, yeah, I like a Big Mac every once in a while. Don't tell my wife. I'll be over there. And I like the fries. And I think it's really cool that he's in the window. I mean, we got it.
Yeah, Jeff, it's the whole thing about not understanding your audience, and the elites look at this and they turn their noses up and they sneer at it, and it's Donald Trump provided hamburgers and hot dogs to a football team that won the national championship, and what's going on right now?
Right.
But that's how he connects, and yeah. he did a great job on it, and it's a little thing, but guess what? What are we talking about? 4 or 5 states, these swing states, and a couple of thousand votes. And you know what? If that's the difference, somebody who's real and authentic versus somebody who pretends to be a person of the people, we're going to see what's going to happen.
Jimmy Galliano joining us. Jimmy is, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. I want to talk about these crime stats, but since we're going down sort of kind of a political vein for a second here, Jimmy, the vice president consistently says she has prosecuted transnational organized crime. Now, I know, as just a guy who is a beat cop, right? I never got out of blue shirts, as I told our friend Adam the other day. You're a bad guy here. Put these on. I'm taking you somewhere. That was it. I wasn't investigating stuff. But on the local level, whether it was the, you call it a DA or a state's attorney or a Commonwealth's attorney, you weren't handling transnational organized crime. You guys, at the federal level, that's your bailiwick, isn't it?
Yeah, Jeff, we do work with locals. And obviously, we know that Kamala Harris was the district attorney in San Francisco, which is obviously not up on the U.S.-Mexico border. Right. But she was also the California attorney general. But, I mean, she continues to use this crutch or this prop that, you know, I work transnational criminal organizations. Transnational criminal organizations are any organization that does stuff across, you know, international lines. So obviously the Mexican cartels and what have you. But it's interesting to see how she continues to dote on this and use this right now as something to run on when, you know, we all remember back in 2020 during the riots when she was helping bail people out that were rioting and protesting in mostly peaceful but fiery protests. It's just interesting. But, you know, as Bernie Sanders said the other night on CNN, she's running against Donald Trump. She's got to do what she's got to do, which means kind of changing and distorting her record.
Changing and distorting sounds so much better than lying and prevarication. So I'm changing and distorting. That's a graduate level term right there. I like that. Jimmy, can you explain to me what happened with the FBI crime stats? One day we're told, hey, crime across America is down. I forget what it was. Was it 4% or something like that? We come back the next week. It's actually up 6%. Was somebody cooking the books for, again, political purposes?
No, and Jeff, you know, you and I always talk, and we can be scathing in our review of things, and we can call out law enforcement when it's not doing the righteous thing, and that happens at times. This is much ado about nothing, and here's how I'm going to explain this. So, you know, the FBI basically aggregates, they collect and aggregate crime data from local police departments. Now, here's a problem that we have. There's no requirement for that. So let's say it's the, and I'm well aware because I lived in Stafford, Virginia, the Stafford County Police Department or the sheriff's office there. If they don't turn in their data, and I'm not suggesting they don't, but if they turn in their data at the end of the year, the FBI goes forward with whatever that data is. They aggregate everything and they come up with the data. Well, just like when you're looking at inflation, the jobs report, and Jeff, you know how that gets, it usually gets adjusted downward, right? Because every administration wants to claim that inflation's down and the jobs are up. But then it gets adjusted downward. It's the same thing here. And I'm not going to blame the FBI on this. Yes, there's a thing called the National Incident-Based Reporting System. But, Jeff, it's only as good as what they get from the locals. And should the feds require this data get turned in? Yes. But the bottom line is, you know, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden have been able to hide behind this. Hey, crime is down. We all knew it wasn't because we're out there and we feel it and we sense it. It's visceral and palpable. And then the FBI came out with the revised report and said, yep, instead of being down by 1.7%, it's actually up by a few points. So nothing that we didn't already know, Jeff. But I don't think there's anything nefarious there, but it's something that we all kind of knew was going on. And now we have the data to support it and concur with that.
You have any thoughts on these leaked Israel plans? Because they're doing the big song and dance of the White House. Oh, my God, we're horrified. We're upset. We'll be there'll be a full investigation.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
You know, just personally, I don't think they're all that upset.
No. Gosh, it's, you know, we have to thank the IDF and we have to thank, you know, Prime Minister Netanyahu because they are doing God's work and they are doing the people's work right now by taking terrorists off the battlefield. And it's something that the U.S. has kind of played footsies with of recent because, you know, we've been engaged in this retrenchment and this kind of pull back and lead from behind, which was President Obama's theory of how we should lead in the world. And seeing what's going going on right now, this is going to be helpful for the U.S. and for Western democracies. But yeah, I'm uncomfortable with the relationship that we have right now with Israel. They are our only true friends in the Middle East. And Jeff, no matter what happens on November 5th, I trust that the next administration takes a different position in dealing with, again, our only friends over in the Middle East right now, which is the nation of Israel.
Well, I am less than hidden in my perspective. I am hoping and praying every day that Donald Trump is victorious, because I think that Donald Trump understood the importance of Israel. And I got to say, I think Israel as a state and the Jewish people, I'm not speaking on behalf of all of us, but I'm speaking on behalf of a chunk of us. I don't think there's ever been a better friend to Israel or the Jewish people in the White House than Donald John Trump.
No, I agree with you. Whether it was changing where our embassy is located and acknowledging that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, there truly hasn't been. And look, Jeff, I mean, you know, this is something that is critical for peace in the Middle East. We all wish that there could be a two-state solution. That cannot happen when one side wants the utter decimation and the utter destruction of the other side. How do you work out a two-state solution? So we can talk about it with platitudes and bromides and pretend that that's really what's going to happen. But the other thing is, look, I got to give it to the prime minister right now. He's going out there. He's taking terrorists off the battlefield. And that is beneficial to everybody in the free world that doesn't believe that terrorism is a way to get things done.
Absolutely. Hey, Jimmy, I want people to follow you over on X. Do you mind sharing with everybody your handle over there?
Sure. It's James A. Galliano, G-A-G-L-I-A-N-O. And I appreciate that, Jeff. And you always let me promote the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund, where I'm on the board of directors. And it is a group that defends, provides litigation monies to support cops and law enforcement officers that have been unjustly accused of crimes. And we support them. So your folks can go to policedefense.org. That's policedefense.org to support if they're so inclined.
I love it. Jimmy, thank you so much for being here, brother. That is Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. By the way, if you're ever in a room with Bibi Netanyahu or Jimmy Galliano and they're walking towards you, yes, you will hear clanging. It is 3:45, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app